Could you just tell me how things are going here today?
Yeah, things are going, I would say, wonderfully, to be expected given the circumstances and the severity of the incident, and just the fact that so many people have left their homes and not knowing whether they'll have a home to go back to. I'm really amazed at the spirit of everyone here in this community, just to come together and work together and help each other out. And it reminds me a lot of the earthquake and what our community went through back then.
Yeah, yeah, it really is about that big.
Yeah, for sure.
So the spirit is good. Any stories you can tell from last night about how people are keeping their spirits up? Are people like singing or
that
telling?
Would
what
be
are they
a
doing?
Good question for somebody who was actually here last night. I just came here in the morning. I don't know, do you have anything for the press in terms of...
I'm with KSQD Radio.
Comments?
Hi.
Yeah. Ask the supervisor at the shelter here. We both came in the morning this morning. So,
are you both volunteers from the community?
We're county employees,
disaster service workers.
Okay, great.
And there are plenty of volunteers here as well from the community.
You might be able to answer a question a gentleman over there had. He has cats stuck up there. What would he do if he wants someone to go rescue them rather than risk his own?
My understanding is the animal control services folks are. Basically, that's their calling. So I would coordinate with animal services and county sheriff if need be. They can go out in teams and rescue animals, but certainly don't disobey the evacuation order by going back to get animals, would be my understanding.
And is the Civic still full?
I believe so, but I can double check with you. I believe we were at capacity this morning.
Uh-huh.
I think it was at 76 or something, but I can find out more for you. And you need to know sort of the tone of events last night. I can try to find you a supervisor.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.